Today, the Navajo Nation opens the doors to its first casino. The Navajo are one of the country's largest and poorest tribes, but it's taken them nearly two decades to roll the dice on gambling as a way to expand their weak local economy. Arizona Public Radio's Daniel Crocker reports.
Launching a business on the far-flung Navajo Nation is not for the faint of heart, especially one as controversial as a casino. Raymond Dutsity is an attorney for the Navajo Nation gaming enterprise. As far as he's concerned, local opposition has squashed a lot of new enterprise here, and he doesn't mince words about it.
If the nation were to find a way to grow trees that harvested money, people would complain as the denomination and how the money looks.
Etzidi says the Navajo people's reaction to gaming has been no different. Twice in the 1990s, the tribal government asked the people if they should open casinos. Twice, they said no by a narrow margin. Most were concerned about social problems, like compulsive gambling and the potential for increased crime. But Etzidi says,
within the Navajo Nation, if you look at the unemployment rate, if you look at the need for an economy, that in of itself causes problems.
So 4 years ago, the Navajo Nation Council, the tribe's legislative branch, decided to move ahead with gaming anyway, over the people's objections. Tribal Vice President Ben Shelley used to be one of those objectors, but now he's changed his mind.
Because we do need new revenue, and we need economic development, we need jobs. I seen it the other day, and it just really lightened me up and makes me feel good.
What lightened Shelley up is the Fire Rock Casino, just outside Gallup, New Mexico. It's the first of six casinos the tribe is planning across the reservation.
Right now we have 472 slot machines. We have room for expansion.
That's Bob Winter. He's the CEO of the Navajo Gaming Enterprise. For the past 20 years, he's been helping tribes from Phoenix to Connecticut open casinos. He's hired more than 250 Navajos to staff Fire Rock. Gary Benally is one of them. Benally drives nearly 60 miles one way to his new maintenance job.
Because I got little kids that are in school and they need stuff, shoes, socks. Plus that, it's like before Christmas.
Benally is glad the Navajo got into the casino business, but not only because of his job. He has a lot of friends who drive hundreds of miles to gamble at nearby casinos on other reservations. Now, he says, they can come here. That worries Navajo Council Delegate George Arthur.
I would dare say that at least 80% of these monies generated by this particular casino would be Navajo money, Navajo dollars being recycled.
Arthur leans against his pickup truck, wearing a black cowboy hat and leather rodeo jacket. He also worries the Navajo are getting into the casino business too late.
It's not as lucrative as it would have been if we were to have gone into gaming 17 years ago.
Because you mean there's casinos all around?
There's casinos up the road, down the road, around the corner.
Dale Mason agrees. He wrote the book Indian Gaming and is a professor at the University of New Mexico in Gallup.
People have to understand that this is not going to be a huge amount of money. And nobody should expect this to be an overnight windfall for the Navajo Nation.
Still, the tribe has high hopes. They expect to net at least $35 million a year. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Crocker.